Good day, dear friends. As I sit this morning on my porch, observing the landscape, the beauty that is God's country, that God continues to show me and bless me with the nature that He has created, and understanding that I am more important than even this landscape. And I was drawn to Psalm 139, one of my very favorite verses, 23 and 24. It says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you, and lead me along the path of everlasting life." And I am reminded, just as David in the psalm wanted God to search his heart, his desire was to do what God wanted him to do and to point out things that were offensive to God. And I too desire that. I want to do God's will, whatever that looks like. And I want God to point me in the direction, lead me along the path of everlasting life. And I'm thinking about the actions in that verse. You know, it says, lead me. That's God's doing. My heart needs to be able to do that and to desire that and to want that and let Him. You know, a lot of times I say that I want to be led, and yet I find that I also want to be in control. So it is an inner struggle with my flesh and my spirit. But I pray that my spirit would win, that my will would bend toward what God's desire is. And so I pray this morning, I want to pray for all of us that we would want the desires of our heart to be those of God's desire. So let me pray. Father God, I pray for myself and for my friends that you would search us and know our heart. Test us, God. Know our anxious thoughts. Point out in us, Father, anything that offends you. And lead us, Father, along the path of everlasting life. That is our heart's desire. And God, we are made of flesh. We are sin, and we are broken. But Father God, you love us, even in our brokenness, Father. So I ask that you would continue to lead us, God. Show us, Father, go before us and help us. Help guide and direct our lives, Father, so that we can live according to your purposes. Thank you, God, for your word, for it's in your word we find hope and we find you. It's in your Son's name we ask these things. Amen.